I can't see the use of a mind when you want to change it all the time. And that's one of my arguments, for example, say of so many brilliant colleagues of mine, is that they change their sound to fit their mind.
What do you mean by that?
In other words, the sound is not the important thing, actually. It's the mental process that produces a certain result. And so they continually change it, you know, like dirty underwear.
Oh.
I always consider that very irresponsible.
My tendency actually is to like to find different ways to use the mind. Discovery, etc., invention, what one calls new ideas, etc. All such things, as you know, appeal to me. However, I like very much what you say when you say you see no sense in having a mind if it is going to change. More and more, in fact, these things that would appear to be opposites strike me as being not only compatible but, so to speak, identical. At any rate, I can imagine that mind of yours, which doesn't wish to change, having a new idea.
Well, of course, I shouldn't talk about this on the radio, John. But the other day, I was having a conversation with a dear friend, and I said, you know, here I'm always talking against the mind. I'm talking against ideas, and I look around at all the music being written today, and golly, I said, you know, I'm the only one who has any ideas.